You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
That's right, you're locked into Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofnir Ting. Today on the show, I have a guest that is dropping her debut single tomorrow. And then after that, a guest that is quitting music. Yep, we're all about variety here on Wavelength. I'm going to be joined by up-and-coming singer Sophia Zuri. Her debut single will be dropping tomorrow. It's going to be called Game of Charade. She'll be joining me to tell me more about the recording process, how she got into songwriting. And then towards the later part of the show, I'll be joined by Alistair Sean, who just announced his, I guess you would call it, retirement from music. I'm going to give him a call to find out the reason why he's quitting music. All that and more coming your way, but as usual, gonna kick off the first part of this show with some music for you. Starting off with guitar-driven R&B, courtesy of Petra C. Hombing and Khalil Fong. Let's start off with BG, Petra C. Hombing, right here on Wavelength. BFM 89.9.
Dari caramu merangkai kata dan buang waktu di dunia maya, sudah sangat jelas kau beda kelas. Aku takkan bisa mengertimu kau berteriak begitu, tambah segelas minuman keras. Hidupmu, hidupku, kau mungkin tahu lebih banyak dariku.
Sweet
头发有一点长长，睡了把我剪短短，怎么还有人观光，带着别大猪乱乱晃。头发有点长，写到第十册的绘本，希望我今年不会亏本。印完了书会慢慢退出，期望那小朋友都会读会读。家里面的办公室让这日子蛮充实，我身边没有同事，和墙壁有个公式，在我 home sweet home 做个室外梦。突然被发为刺痛眼，头发有一点长长，谁来帮我剪短短，怎么还有人观光，带着别大猪乱乱晃。头发有点长，想到我小时候我们跑远了，看到我脚趾头他们抱怨了，好想回到八七年太平洋的水平线。
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Okay.
Hi BFM 89.9, I am Gentle Bones.
And I'm Clara Benin.
So A Day at a Time is a song written with Clara Benin, really over the internet, via many text messages, via many WhatsApp calls, and she's such a talented artist, and we put together this song really in hopes of encouraging everybody to take things a day at a time. You know, sometimes when we look too far ahead, we forget to appreciate all the good stuff that we have right now. And so take things a day at a time and smile a little bit more.
This song is about living in the present and hoping for a better tomorrow. I hope you guys like our latest single, A Day at a Time.
And now playing on BFM 89.9.
Day at a Time by Gentle Bones and Clara Benin. Right before that, you heard a new one from Beba Doobie. It's called Last Day on Earth. Sounds like the perfect soundtrack to every 90s coming of age movie. Okay, right after a short break, I'll be speaking to up-and-coming singer Sophia Zuri, who is set to drop her very first single tomorrow. Stay tuned right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. Right now, joining me on the line, I have Sophia Zuri. She is dropping her debut single, Game of Charade, tomorrow, actually. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Game of Charade is a song that you wrote yourself entirely, and we'll get into that single later on. But before that, maybe let's get to know you a bit better. What's it about songwriting that got you hooked from an early age?
I think I've always been very into creative writing, and I used to like writing a lot of short stories and getting a stimulus from an image and, you know, creating an intricate meaning behind it. And so when it comes to songwriting, I feel like it gives me the chance to be creative and express my way in a different way than other people would. And I think that's why I enjoyed it a lot, because I also like singing. It sort of corresponded really well together.
Do you remember the first ever song that you wrote?
Yeah, I do. I wrote my first song when I was, like, my first proper song when I was around 14, but I used to write like little songs when I was like 7, 8. But that song, I remember it being quite, it was quite a sad one actually, but I showed it to my sister. She was the first person to know anything about my singing or about my songwriting. And yeah, she was really supportive. She was really sweet about it. And I guess that sort of, you know, made me want to do something about it in the future.
when you wrote that very first song at the age of 14, did you play any instruments like a guitar to accompany that songwriting, or was it just off the top of your head and you just wrote the lyrics?
Well, I used to play the piano, so that sort of gave me that musical background. But for that song, I just used a few chords from a ukulele. But now, quite a lot of the time, if I'm writing a song, a lot of it would just be me from, like, you know, snapping or tapping or just humming something, and then if I like it, I'll record it on my phone.
How would you compare your songwriting then versus now?
I think definitely the message. I mean, when I was 14, I did write a lot of songs that had a lot of meaning to it. But I think as I got older, I experienced a lot of things, and so it was easier for me to explain it in a way that people could relate. No matter if they didn't really understand what it was about, it was more just if they could find their own comfort with my song, then that, I think that's what's important. I think that's how it's changed, just sort of the maturity levels with the songs and just how I would structure it.
Do you usually write based on your real life experiences, or is it usually fiction or whatever that come to you at that point of time?
Most of the time I do write about my own feelings and emotions, but there's a song that will come out in the mini album when it does, where I was inspired just by looking at a couple arguing on the street, and I thought, hey, that could be quite a good song concept. So I wrote a song about it.
You also moved to London when you were pretty young. How much did this new environment change the kind of music that you listen to, or maybe the music that you would eventually be influenced by?
I think because I went to boarding school, especially at a very young age, at 11, you know, it definitely made me more independent and made me mature. And I think it sort of gave me the experiences that I need in order to write songs that would mean something to people, no matter what age they are. So I think that's how it really, like, impacted my thinking, the way I act. And I think also just, like, the music in the UK is very current. Mm-mm. So it does help me sort of figure out what people like these days.
Well, we also have to touch about your producer, Ajay, who is, of course, the keyboardist for iconic Malaysian band Exist. How do you meet Ajay in the first place?
Well, once I told my parents that I wanted to sing, my dad, he's, you know, my number one fan. So so he got in touch with a lot of people and tried his best to, you know, get me the best people to help me out. And so he has a friend who knew Uncle Ajay, and they got in touch. He heard my song and he wanted to meet me, and then the rest is history.
Is your dad right next to you right now?
Yeah.
You want to get him on the show as well?
He's okay. I think he's okay.
And how was that first meeting like with Ajay? Was it like an instant connection? Do you play some of your original songs to him?
I think I definitely was very nervous going in, but, you know, he made me feel very comfortable, and he wasn't intimidating or anything. Like, he was very, you know, relaxed and made me feel relaxed. And so we talked about our plans, and then he asked to listen to all of my songs that I've written, even some that my parents haven't heard, or my siblings haven't heard, or my friends haven't heard. And he chose five songs, and he really liked them, which was really nice to hear.
Must be pretty nerve-wracking, you know, playing your music in front of a producer. I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure you've seen his trophy cabinet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was it tough to let someone else work on your compositions as well?
When it's your own creation, you become quite self-critical with what you like, what you want. And so I think at times I was a bit, like, you know, scared to see what come out of it, but so far it's been great. You know, we have a good relationship. If I don't like something, he'll listen to me, and he'll give me his advice. And, you know, we work well together. So it's been a good experience.
All right, before we play your debut single, can you tell us more about Game of Charade?
Basically, I wrote this song, I think, when I was 14. And it was sort of that early stage of being a teenager and being in a boarding school environment and sort of figuring out, you know, who you really are and how you can present yourself to people. Because I think it's quite scary when you're so young and you're in this environment and people are watching you all the time. And you have to be careful with how you present yourself in order to make friends or in order to keep a nice reputation in school. And the song is sort of just me trying to figure out what it's like to sort of be yourself, because obviously there's peer pressure and there's, like, you want to live up to people's expectations. And I think it's important to realize that that is not the main priority. So it was just, that song is just basically me realizing that and my thoughts behind it.
Thanks so much for dropping by and sharing more details about that new album. Looking forward to hear it. Stay tuned. Right after this, we have more tunes for you. But in the meantime, Sophia Zuri with her brand new debut single. It's called Game of Charade, right here on BFM 89.9.
I don't say words that I never mean. Won't share your stories that you don't want me to repeat. I'll play things fairly and follow the rules. As long as you go by them too. I'm not a picture perfect person, and no one can be. I make mistakes and I'm learning how to make it.
walked away, but can't get a break. My heart and mind is still right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't help but feel some way. What you doing to me? Can't nobody love me better now. I want you back, but it's different now. No self-control. Your love's taking off. How do I move on? Maybe one day. If you hit my line, I hit the red. If you text me twice, leave it on red. I know it's bad for me, but baby, all I want is you. All I need, all I see, all I dream about is you.
Joyce Rice, that was Addicted, taken from her latest album called Overgrown. Right after this, Alistair Sean will be joining me on the show. I'll be asking him why he decided to quit music. He recently announced that he'll be leaving his music career behind, so we'll be finding out all about it right after this tune from Ali Aiman, Bersamamu, on Wavelength BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Bersamamu, aku tak sedari waktu bersamamu. Siang malam ku berlaku bersamamu. Awan membentuk namamu bersamamu. Aku memahami engkau istimewa, engkau ku
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. You're still with me, Ofnir Ting. Now, we normally get guests on the show when they're releasing something new, but I think this is one of the rarer times where I'm talking to someone that's quitting music. Right now on the line, I have with me Alistair Sean. Hey man, how are you doing?
Hey man, I'm good.
So how do you come to this decision? Apparently you're quitting music.
Well, because for me, I think ever since the pandemic, I feel like I lost motivation in terms of like making music. And also I was still studying. I mean, I am still studying now. And it's hard for me to like balance those two together because architecture is like, it's not an easy course. Sometimes like when I'm given like deadlines, it's always clash with my assignments. So yeah, so I decided to like, I think I should put an end to it.
When was your last live show?
My last one was last year. It was in Safe House. It was a virtual show. To me, it's not the same as like performing in a crowd with a lot of people. I just feel like the mood is different already.
You know, for a musician like yourself to suddenly say you want to quit music, I'm sure it was a tough decision.
It was a very like tough decision for me to make ever since I started uni, because I've been hard stuck in uni for so long and I keep on moving to a different school. And this once that I actually quit school without my mom knowing, so... And that also took a toll on me. Yeah, so I wanted to be a rock star at that time. So it was actually really hard for me because my mom was very strict when it comes to studies. Asian parent lah. She put me back in uni. So I had to like start all over again from semester one. That's when I start losing motivation for music.
I mean, if we look through your discography, I'm sure all your songs are your favorites, but what is your, if you could only pick one, what is that one favorite song of yours that maybe you enjoy playing live?
It will always be the first song that I've released, which is Blue. And it's always the last song that I've played when it comes to live performance, because I feel like it's very sentimental to me.
Man, yeah. I wish you didn't have to quit. I wish you all the best in your studies.
Thank you.
And I think it's only right for us to play Blue up next. So here's Alistair Sean with Blue right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
I'll stay true.
loving this remix. It's the 80s version of Dan Bila. That's originally by Mondo Gascaro, but this is the Pablo Chicasso version. A couple more tracks to play for you, then I'm heading out. Let's keep it 80s with a Sunset Roller Coaster. This one's called Villa, right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
To Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hidup resi, jantung laju spirosi. Sampai ke tak sampai tu tak garanti. Bayang aku pasti living life before 30. Trap star TV life sebab tamu esteem. Double up the price tak kau call Afi Ali. Late night show macam Amy kau cari. Hidup resi, jantung laju spirosi. Tuhan je tahu laju mana ku pergi, laju mana Tuhan je tahu. Cold heart aku sejuk ais batu. Kena ghost dengan kisah lalu. Benda lepas maafkan dah berlaku. Tuhan je tahu laju mana ku pergi. Dah settle down before aku terti. Hidup resin jantung laju spirosi. Tuhan je tahu laju mana ku pergi.
Laju gila tak ada limit macam mata strike. Kaki tidur atas pedal macam tengah drag. Always on the go sentiasa macam function bag. Killer dengan hook macam ku guna punching bag. Pancing aku penuh dengan umpan. Diorang tak kekal lama sebab menumpang. Diorang tak akan sama lepas dah tumbang. Jalan turap sendiri tak ada lubang. Betul kan? Kalau ada silap kat Tuhan. Nak hidup tenang kena jaga bahan. Kalau tak tahan jangan cuba lawan. Tanya soalan.
Laju mana Tuhan je tahu. Cold heart aku sejuk ais batu. Kena ghost dengan kisah lalu. Benda lepas maafkan dah berlaku. Tuhan je tahu laju mana aku pergi. Dah settle down before aku terti. Hidup resi, jantung laju spirosi. Tuhan je tahu laju mana ku pergi. Laju mana Tuhan je tahu. Cold heart aku sejuk ais batu. Kena ghost dengan kisah lalu. Benda lepas maafkan dah berlaku. Tuhan je tahu laju mana ku pergi. Dah
settle down before I go to deep. Hidup dia sin jantung laju spirosi. Tuhan je tahu laju mana ku pergi.
Guard was good, featuring Exactacy. That was 30 Laju Mana. It's taken from the excellent album Liberia Selatan. Okay, one last tune and then I'm heading out. Big thanks to my two guests on the show today, Sophia Zuri and Alistair Sean. If you'd like to revisit today's episode, you can do so by checking out our website, www.bfm.my/wavelength. That's where you can access all our previous episodes. I'll be leaving you with one from Baltra and Park Hee Jin. Nice hit bopper of a tune. This one's called Ahead of Time. Right here on Wavelength, bringing the best sounds from the Asian region. I'm your host, Ofni Ting. Till next week, take care and stay safe right here on BFM 89.9. 여기 너비쯤일까 나는 무엇이 될까 그대로 바라고 소망하던 내 모습 맞을까 어떻게 난 여기에 난 홀려 네 마주한 채 거울 속 너는 누구야 익숙해진 채 까먹고 있었지 이게 나야 괜찮아 널 예 yeah,
괜찮아 널 이해 난 yeah,